Now, I wanted to mention, before I forget, because it just happened to me today, this evening, I had to go over to the public library. I had this Ambrose Bierce story in my own library that I read to you a moment ago, and I couldn't find it. I couldn't for the life of me find it. It's been misplaced, or somebody's borrowed it, or something. And so, in an absolute tizzy this afternoon, I began worrying about it, and I called up old, reliable Stu Bolin, whom you hear on the McElhattan Show in the morning. He's over at the Chinatown branch of the library, and I called him up and said, "Stu, you've got to find me that story, no matter what kind of an anthology it's in, or if you have the story in an Ambrose Bierce book. I know it's in a collection of Bierce, but I haven't got it, and I want it, and I want it for tonight." And you know how these things beset you. There are any number. There are 1,000 stories I could have read from, but I'd sort of, pardon me, set my mind on this one. And having done so, I could not abide the idea that I didn't have it on hand. And so Stu got through to the main branch, library at Civic Center, and they said they'd hold a copy for me there, that they had it. And I hightailed it over in a cab from here late. A little late, I think, to be able to be back in time to do this program. But still, I thought I'd left myself ample time, so I got there and I got the book, and I was out in a great hurry, and I still had about 30 minutes to get back here. And I stood and I stood and stood and stood waiting for a taxi. Now, I must admit to being unfamiliar with the public transportation system, and so I was really afraid to climb on a bus for fear I'd end up in Marin, and not back here at the station. Well, all of a sudden, after I'd been about 15 minutes on the street and knowing now I wasn't going to make it, I was just set to try to get hold of a policeman and say, "Find me transportation back to KCBS," when a cab with somebody in it, driving in the wrong direction, stopped at the corner for a light and said, "Stay there, I'll be right back for you, I don't have far to go." And he drove on, and I said, "All right, I will." Well, wouldn't you know it, of course, 4 cabs passed me empty, eager to pick me up while I was waiting for him. But he did get back in a very few minutes, and so I did wait, though I had no safe assurance that he would be back. He did come back, and his name is Joe Luthien. "Joe Luthien, you are one nice guy." He came back, and he hurried me back here to the station, and I was thinking to myself, my heavens, you know, how often does this sort of thing happen? I mean, the whole business of simply placing your reliance in a total stranger who has stopped and said, "I'll be back for you, don't you worry," and who came back, delivered me in good time so that I didn't come on hysterical. He's an ex-Virginian. He's been here since the end of World War II. Found San Francisco when he was in the service and asked to be demobilized at this end instead of being sent back to the East, and has been here ever since. Has got the gold watch on his wrist with the yellow cab on it for distinguished service and all the rest. Likes his job. You don't meet too many people who like their jobs nowadays. Likes his job and takes pride in it. Is a courteous, gentle person. I tell you, I'm probably going to louse him up now with all this talk with all the fellows he works with, if anybody's listening. But truth to tell, I was inordinately impressed. I am easily impressed. But he himself said it, you know, I could not help thinking of the quote from Mark Antony, you know, in Shakespeare's Caesar, when he says, "The evil that men do lives after them, but the good is oft interred with their bones." Well, the butt doesn't belong in there. Well, he said something to that effect in other language, that people have a tendency to remember for a long, long time the ill that we've done them, but to forget very easily those courtesies, those simple courtesies which are done us. I thank you, Joe Luthien. You're a nice guy. And in a sense, you've made me feel as good now as I did when I came in this morning, which is a lot of hours ago, and I've done a lot of work since, and should be very tired. So much for that, for public courtesy. I have a riddle for you, and I'm not going to tell you the answer to it.